This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. The Worldwide Anglican Communion will keep its American branch, the Episcopal Church, for now. 38 top bishops or primates met recently with the Archbishop of Canterbury, where conservatives continued to oppose the American Church's recognition of same-sex marriage. Some objectors wanted outright schism or separation. Instead, they settled on partial exclusion. To find out what that means, I asked the Bishop of the Chicago Diocese, the Right Reverend Jeffrey Lee. Bishop Lee is the spiritual leader for 124 independent Episcopal congregations throughout the northern half of Illinois. I asked him if partial exclusion will have any effect on priests or members of the diocese.
I think not. By and large, we will remain active participants in all the instruments across the global communion, whatever our capacity is to cast our vote or not. The Anglican Communion is a way of describing a whole web of living relationships rather than the description of some kind of global governance structure. So in our diocese, for instance, we have long-standing and formal companionships with dioceses in Mexico and in South Sudan. And I'm assured by leaders in both of those companion dioceses that this will have no effect on our relationship.
The argument between the members of the Worldwide Anglican Communion and the U.S. Episcopal Church has been going on since 2003, when the U.S. Episcopal Church ordained its first openly gay bishop, Gene Robinson.
Yep.
But the threat of a split appears more likely now, despite the recent reprieve. What are you telling priests and members of the Chicago Diocese about the future of the Anglican Communion?
Rumors of the demise of the Anglican Communion are much exaggerated. I've had the gift of traveling now several times to meet with ministry partners in Africa in particular, where so much of this dissension seems to be at least being reported on, and am aware of how vastly different our cultural contexts are. And I've been committed, and I urge the folks in my diocese with living relationships across global boundaries to stand respectfully before those differences and, above all, to learn about those differences. I have had quite an education about certain practices and perspectives on human sexuality in different parts of Africa. Africa is not monolithic at all any more than the United States is. I think actually, the current controversies might well prove to become a breakthrough moment in global understanding and regard for one another.
A breakthrough moment. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that looks like?
I hope, as I read reports coming from various primates who are actually there. In fact, the Archbishop of Canterbury posted something on Facebook talking about some extraordinary moments of grace in the midst of the very honest and very hard disagreements. Despite those differences, two bishops were regarding each other and realizing that they were both followers of Jesus Christ, above and beyond all those disagreements, each trying to work out the implications of their faith in their own contexts. I think that's extraordinary.
As you know, the Anglican Church is the third largest Christian communion in the world, after the Roman Catholic Church and Eastern Orthodox Church. Yep. So the Anglicans could set a powerful example on how to address LGBT inclusion. What advice do you have for the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, as he tries to find a solution?
Oh, dear. I'll tell you one thing. I am deeply grateful that God has chosen not to call me to that office. I would want to say to anybody around these issues, as long as a category, gender, sexual orientation, ethnic, racial, as long as those things remain abstractions, it's very easy to speak about who may or may not be in this place or that place. When they become living realities, when those labels are transformed into living persons standing in front of me and with whom I have a relationship, that's very, very different.
The Right Reverend Jeffrey Lee is the Bishop of the Chicago Episcopal Diocese. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.